14 minutes after 7. Good evening, in case you just joined in. You and Riser from in 16 minutes. Coming up, I'll be talking to the MK Party's head of communication in the caucus of the MKP in the legislature. George Lukele will join us in conversation. They've released a statement saying that the utterances of the executive, in fact, of the speaker, apologies, utterances of the speaker in the Malakeni might have led to the widespread violence in that local municipality. Maybe let's try and gather their sentiments around this particular issue. I'm talking George now, Ubabul Kele. He's a member of the legislature. I believe he does join us now on the line following the statement that they have released as a party. They are saying that Umkhonto sees the Mpumalanga caucus demands agent intervention on the Malakeni assassination crisis. But all of this is being leveled at the doorstep of the speaker to say that the speaker might have aided and carelessly uttered utterances that led into all of this. Maybe if you don't know what the speaker said, I've managed to get a snippet of what the speaker would have said in the memorial service of Chris Hebela. And let me just bring in the guest there while I have Ubabul Kele. Ubabul Kele, good evening.
Good evening, good.
Yeah, Ubabul Kele is on the line. Let me play the snippet, Ubabul Kele, before I bring you in, of what the speaker of the Malakeni would have said.
If the MC decides to redeploy me, I'm going to pass it to my
A snippet or an extract of an audio clip from an audio clip that is about 5 minutes long of the speaker of Malakeni having been paid at that memorial service. That's Councillor Millicent Shabangu, the speaker of Malakeni. On the line, I'm joined in by Ubabul Kele. He's the head of communication of the MKP caucus in the Mpumalanga legislature. He joins us in conversation. Ubabul Kele, good evening. And let's talk about what is it that the speaker said, or what about the utterances of the speaker that you would attribute that the widespread killing or the resurgence of violence within the Malakeni local municipalities as a result of what you've termed reckless utterances of the speaker? Ubabul Kele?
Good evening, Musa.
Sure. Seems to have lost you a bit. Apologies.
No, sorry about that. Good evening, and good evening to the Rise FM listeners. Look, Musa, the issue of shootings and killings of people in Malakeng is a serious concern to us as MK. MKP, because those are our residents, those are our brothers, those are our sisters. So this thing has been going on. Well, for us, we took a look at it from, it was the first incident that we saw happening. It happened in 2024. When a certain lady who was working at Eskom was executed inside the township on the robot, she was killed, and that was she was a mother. She was 44 years. She was a mother. She was a responsible person raising her family. The next incident was when this other young businessman, Mlanyeni, who was sprayed with a hail of bullets inside his car at his company's gates. Luckily, he survived. We were still shocked by that. Then the next thing, Shabela was shot, and then he survived and then went to the hospital as per a statement. Now, the problem that we think that this is not right. During the memorial service, as that audio clip that you have shared with us, the audio clip, that is why we were shocked when we heard the speaker saying, they have a statement that Inti Isugile. When you are saying Inti Isugile, who must go and fight? Who must go and die? Whose child must go and die? Whose brother must go and die? Who in between whom and whom? You can't just say Inti Isugile. Then what? If not Inti Isugile, that means the next thing, people must go out and fight. And as soon as she said that, after 5 days, another young man, businessman of Wicked, is shot dead. Then there's something wrong with this utterances of the speaker. They are reckless. She's inciting violence. And these are black people that are killing each other. We don't know who's killing these black people, but these are black brothers, our black brothers, who are killed in the township. Mm. And we can't just keep quiet as a party. That's why we are calling for an ANC to suspend this young woman. They must suspend her and take her for rehabilitation so that she can be able to talk to the public. She can't be inciting violence in our township. We are not used to this kind of matters in Witbank. In Witbank, we will know if it was a taxi accident or it must have been a something else. Not gunshot. People have never been shot in Witbank. We knew these things with scissors from far, not in our township.
Sure.
So she needs to reject the statement, and ANC needs to deal with her. Because we can't have leaders who will incite violence in our countries.
Sure. You are in the Mpumalanga provincial legislature, and there's that thing they call the speaker's forum, right? And you can write to the speaker of the legislature, and maybe the speaker of the legislature can convene her because she is a speaker. But alternatively, you'd have to be in council to raise an issue. And I know that the MK Party is not represented in the Malakini. What becomes then the recourse of you ensuring that the speaker does get to account for the utterances you made?
Now, we wrote a letter to the ANC secretary, the regional secretary of ANC, Ntangala, Silo Matsuka. We brought the matter to his attention. So the REC of the ANC will know what to do. If they don't act, then the people of Malakini must know that the ANC is promoting violence. They must know, because we can't doubt. You see, there's another thing that when you listen to the statement, see the shape aim to the statement.
Mm-hmm.
The statement says, when ANC recalls, who was recalled? Who's bigger than ANC? Who was driving Shivisha before? Who was driving Shivisha wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So as he was there. The former speaker, which is Mswati, was there.
Mm.
So is she saying is Mswati who's... Now, this is wrong. This is wrong. She can't say... If she's saying that, then Mswati and I must take steps against her and sue her. No, she can't be... This is serious, big, dangerous. You can't say people... Someone is killing people and then when I want to sue the Impi. You can't say that.
Mm.
We've been there. We know Impi. Impi is in Nandi. People die. We lost her. We can't allow someone to come and be reckless. You can't.
In just a year alone, in your statement, you've cited about 4 deaths as a result of this gun violence within Malakini. And you are equally calling for the intervention of SAPS to come into the space, and particularly the provincial convener to then assemble a special SAA, you know, sub-task team, as we call it. Give us a sense of how serious this violence or gun violence is now in the Malafoni. You know, I've seen myself been invaded with a lot of requests to say, look, step in, interview some of these people. But, you know, it's tricky for us because these are allegations. I don't have facts into some of the things. I can't just call someone and say, you know, they say that you are involved. Let me interview you. But since you are a resident of the Malafoni and you've been noticing some of the trend, give us a view of how dire the situation is, particularly this resurgence of gun violence in the Malafoni.
In 2024, before the elections, one member of MK, who was the elections convener in the sub-region when I was the elections manager, she was shot dead in her house. Till today, nobody was arrested. People came to her house, knocked, and called her name. She sat in, the person came into the house and shot her in front of a seven-year-old child. Let's just leave this other matters where this gentleman, other gentleman was shot in, on the streets. This was a woman shot in her house, and she was also in business. So it tells you that there's a pattern here. We looked at it and we said, there's a pattern here. This isn't a serious organized hit against some individuals. We don't know what the banger is. But you can't kill people. You can't go to people's house and shoot them. You can't kill people in meetings where people are meeting. Chris was shot in front of young people who were on an ANC program.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot there. Do you think people, when you call them to meetings next time, they will come? And when the speaker comes and say, now it's Sugi, what are you saying? What are you saying to people? Mm-hmm. This is an indictment. ANC must do something. And we are calling on the provincial commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying, look at these matters in Witbank. These matters, they are a serious concern to us.
Mm-hmm.
I can take it back to the killing of one policeman, Pasai. Prasai was employed by Fosman Police Station. He was killed at his gate. And that matter, Yatunda, it's like these people who are killed is like not globally shield. It's not globes. These are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are going to allow this thing to continue, people are going to kill each other like there's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we can't allow that to happen. We can't degenerate to a point whereby people are killing each other in our townships and we keep quiet. As MPP in our caucus, we took a resolution that this statement we are going to issue it out. And we know that people are going to say, yeah, why are you issuing out this statement? But we are calling it because we have, these people have children.
Mm-hmm.
These children can't just be orphans out of nothing.
Yeah.
They need their parents. And they need to be raised by our Zalibaba.
Yeah.
As we are also raised by our parents.
Mm-hmm.
So let's also allow our children to be raised by their parents. Our differences, I said to other guys, if you guys you have a problem on Sunday weekend, send from bullet fear to the point of killing each other. Look at what vendors are doing during December. They have Musako. Let's have a Musako. China is doing it. We keep at the gun. Let him stand. But we can't kill
him. Also, you're accused of
whatever.
Inciting violence to a large extent.
Yes. But Musako is a boxing. It's a tradition in Venda. And so it means even Amazulu, they have it by Shaindu, in Amakosa, they have it among the village, by Shaiswazi. So Amazenda Shaining. So our Shining in India. And if Mangali, that's what they want.
Yeah. But okay, you know, before I let you go, I'm just thinking about this thing as we're speaking. Inciting violence, public violence, is a crime, right? Why not equally going to the Fosman police station, you know, just any police station in Malafoni, and level a serious complaint against the speaker?
We will await the response of the ANC on this matter.
Mm-hmm.
We said we will await the response of the ANC. If ANC doesn't take action, then we will take that route.
So, yeah. Without a doubt, my brother, really appreciate you making time and clarifying for us what you term reckless utterances by the speaker. Speaker of Malawi, the councillor, Millicent Shabang. Really appreciate you, my brother. George Lukele of the MK Party, head of communication of the caucus. Really appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Mr.